guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing. Brian, grain markets, kind of quiet trade, but we're firmer.
We were. You know, you look at the markets today, Randy, and maybe a little more support in that wheat complex. Corn and beans started slow, but came back to trade with some small gains. You look at that wheat complex again, the winter wheat crop conditions declined 5% to 50% good to excellent, and that offered support this morning. You've got, some dry conditions that remain in over the next 2 weeks in the southwest with the forecast, and that continues to offer support, along with dry conditions in southern Russia and the Ukraine. And then again, you look at the wheat stocks in India, they're at a 16-year low. So a little news out there to help that wheat complex today.
Yeah, I wonder, too, maybe if some of the frost freeze damage, there was some talk about that earlier here today, too, I think.
Yeah, you know, these cold temperatures at night here certainly can play a part into that, too. And if those would push down south, it would certainly give this market some fireworks. But I don't think it's going to be that cool down in the areas where that crop is really headed at this point. But, again, not a bad day in the wheat market.
Right, right. Now we got some rains expected to move across the Midwest, some of the driest areas. So that probably is offering a little bit of upside resistance, I suppose, huh?
You know it is, but I think the driest areas, when you look at the crop condition ratings in Kansas, they dropped 7% in that poor to very poor area, and really that's in the western part of those of Kansas, Oklahoma, and those areas I think remain dry over the next 2 weeks. So again, we'll continue to watch the weather, and you look at the corn market slightly higher today too, and I think again the strength in the wheat complex offering support. We're up 15 cents from the recent low. The export inspections hit a marketing year high. You've got central Brazil is starting to dry down, and disease issues with the Argentina crop, and EPA coming in and approving the E15 for the summer months I think is supportive, and crude oil is up over a dollar as well today.
Okay. How about livestock? What happened over there?
Yeah, you look at the livestock market. We had a big day yesterday, gave back some of those gains today in live cattle. We saw some follow-through buying early with that lower on feed and placement number in Friday's report. The choice boxes were also up over $3 this morning, but we ran into resistance, saw some profit-taking coming into play. Carcass weights remain heavy, and we're waiting for that cash to trade. The feeder cattle did hold on today. We started with some strength and pretty much maintained that for the session. Again, the cash market was up $48 in Oklahoma on Monday, and the lower-than-expected placements offering support there. And lead hogs traded with triple-digit gains. Stronger cash market to start the week. The funds hold a very large long position in that market. And the cutouts, traded to a one-week high yesterday, but they were down over $3 this morning.
Anything else we should be aware of or talking about here?
I think as we move forward, we'll continue to watch the weather, planting progress, crop condition ratings, especially on the wheat side of things. And we get into May, and we'll be looking at that next USDA report, and we'll see what kind of yields they put on the acreage numbers that they gave us back at the end of March.
Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing.